The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Friday. Happy Blue Friday. And welcome to the end of the traditional work week. Hey, speaking of that, I made a purchase last night that's going to be here in 4 to 6 business days, boys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's a Seahawks-related purchase.
Sure.
Did
is.
You get that windbreaker that attaches to your undergarments?
No.
Did you see that, Danny?
No.
I showed Steve yesterday.
It's the dumbest merch I've ever seen in my entire life.
The targeted ad I got was a windbreaker bodysuit. So it's like a windbreaker on the top, but it...
It basically becomes underwear.
It clips in your crotch.
That makes sense.
Does it?
It's the weirdest thing, but like, why?
I don't understand
it. I understand a bodysuit. I just don't understand who wants a windbreaker bodysuit.
Well, because at some point you're going to be indoors. You're like, well, I got to get this windbreaker off. And in order to do it, you got to reach into your pants and unbutton it.
I guess it's because they don't want it to fly off if you're at a game and it's really windy outside.
You know what? They need to make it for Bears fans.
Yeah.
The windy city.
Very much so.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't
right,
that.
What was it?
I bought a jersey.
Yeah!
Okay. Okay, Danny, what do you think? Do we think that she got a 12 fan jersey or a player jersey?
Ooh, I'm going to go with a player.
Okay, what player? I think I know.
I think I'm going to go with... Just because she's so obsessed with him, every time we see him, A.J. Barner.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm thinking Abe Lucas.
Oh.
He's a Coug.
Yeah, he is a Coug.
He's a North Ender.
And what color? Did she get the retro? Did she get the white, the original blue?
You guys are such Jersey boys. I love this so much.
She's not a big Jersey purchaser, so I feel like she's going to try and stretch this dollar out for as long as it goes.
Sure.
So I think she's going with the traditional blue home jersey, 72, Abe Lucas.
Wow, Steve Miggs, you hit the nail on the head.
Did I really?
Really? Oh, look at you, Steve.
Thank you, Go Hawks.
And guess what else?
She's not as impulsive as you and me, Danny.
I got a discount code, so guess how much it cost?
$69.
No, $122.
How sad is it that that's a discount?
I know.
I miss the days when jerseys were $100, gas was $1, and a Happy Meal was $5.99.
But guys, I have not had a proper jersey since the Russell Wilson days.
Wow.
I know.
It's about time.
It is about time. I'm very excited. I'm back in Jersey land.
And Abe Lucas is going to be around for a while.
He better be.
If he gets injured this weekend.
Don't even talk about that, Steve.
Oh, wait. Newsflash. He just transferred to the Colts.
Oh, he went back to the WSU. You know, NIL deals are a lot better than some pro deals these days.
You're not wrong. Well, go Cougs. Go Hawks. Let's get into the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you
Some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And I have to say, though, since you purchased a jersey, I think in solidarity, Danny, you and me, I think we need to get new jerseys, too.
Steve, we're already such a bad influence on her. Like, we can't have this go the other way.
Hey,
right. I don't want her to feel alone.
Actually, you're the only one that has not bought a new jersey for the Seahawks this season yet.
Well, boys and girls, I got 4 hours to change that.
But might I recommend the Windbreaker bodysuit?
No, what's the discount code? Is it like for
kick
anyone?
Kickoff.
Is it on Fanatics?
It was on, yeah, or like the NFL shop, I think is where I got it.
All right. Cool. Well, hey, today's National Fantasy Football Draft Day. I need a new jersey for the big draft.
Yeah, you do.
That I'm not taking part in. Is anyone doing a fantasy football draft
today? No.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're going to do fantasy football against the men's room again, but that usually just Danny takes care of. So are you
Danny's
doing that
tonight?
The guy. I'm left unread by our friend Mike Hoff on the men's room. So I don't know what's happening yet.
Oh. Hey, we still got a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Ah, the Mariners, they lost yesterday.
Jeez.
See, that first inning, I was about to slam my head into the wall. I put on the game, and I'm like, what is this? Are we doing this again? Are we going to get beat 22-0 again? Gave up 6 runs in the first. They did try and make it a game. It was 6-4 at one point, but they couldn't make the full comeback. We're now, we lost 2-3 to the Brewers. We're now 8 games under 500 at 60-68, but glasses half full. We're still only 4 games back because Houston lost as well.
Oh.
This AL West is just terrible.
Absolute trash.
We do have one bright spot. The Mariners are calling up Cade Anderson, and he's considered to be the top pitching prospect in all of baseball. He's just been crushing it in AA. He's got a 1.06 ERA, 135 strikeouts, just 13 walks, and 93 in the third inning. So it seems like he's a stud. Bring him up. Maybe this is the difference we need.
In Cade, we trust.
Yes, in one of every 5 games, he can help us.
God. The proposed $9.6 billion sale of the Seahawks to venture capitalist Vinod Khosla and his family has cleared 2 major NFL hurdles.
One of those hurdles was making sure that Tyron Daly bought a Seahawks jersey before they made the big purchase.
Well, he is worth like $30 billion, so I was really grateful for that. The league's finance and ownership policy committees unanimously recommended this specific sale, so final approval from the NFL owners next week is looking pretty likely.
Yeah.
And then if approved, it will be the largest franchise sale in NFL history. Meanwhile, the Seahawks head to Nashville on Sunday for a preseason game against the Tennessee Titans.
Did you guys watch any of the preseason games yesterday?
I did.
I found myself watching them, and then at one point I even thought to myself, I'm like, why am I, for a guy who has a hard time finding time to watch the shows I want to watch, why am I watching the Raiders play a preseason game? But there I was at the end of the game on the edge of my seat having the best time watching them come from behind to win the game. Was it 22-20? They beat the Texans. And then they have a little graphic that says, switch on over to the NFL Network to watch the 49ers game.
I'm okay. Like,
sure. I watched that. I saw that 83-yard punt return from some guy with Jacob Cowing.
Yeah.
And they ended up just crushing the Chargers 41-17. I still don't know why I watched either of those games, but I did.
Can I tell you a really stupid thing that I noticed when I was watching the Chargers game? That they have this little graphic on the bottom that says bolt up.
Yes.
Why isn't it bolts up? I don't know why. I mean, does it have to be a singular bolt?
And also,
you want it to be multiple bolts?
I saw that after the 49ers scored a touchdown. I'm like, I think it's more like bolt down.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, it bothered me that it was bolt up.
Since we're sharing stupid things about that game that we noticed, man, I just love the Chargers uniforms.
They are pretty sick,
the
honestly.
The lightning bolt on the pants.
They're dope.
Awesome.
Coug fans,
that's
guess what? We now have our own officially licensed booze.
Of course you do.
Wazoo Whiskey is a new cinnamon-flavored whiskey from Spokane's Dry Fly Distilling, and it's made in partnership with WSU Athletics.
So how do we get some? And we should do a blindfold taste test to see if we notice the difference between that and Fireball.
Oh, that would be really fun. I'll buy it. It's only $22.99.
Guess who's going to Spokane next weekend, fellas?
You can get it straight from the source.
I can get it straight. I've been to Dry Fly before. It's a fantastic whiskey distillery. So, yeah, I will pick us up a bottle.
They say that you can pre-order it now. It will be available for pickup or shipping beginning August 27th. So right on time, Daniel.
Look at that.
Yeah, Dryfly says that it will be on local shelves for us soon, too.
So when are the Huskies going to make their own booze?
Hopefully never.
What are you talking about? I thought you were a huge fan.
Yeah, go Dogs.
Thank you. Thank you, Taryn. I want to try
it.
This. It's very exciting.
It.
And, oh, hey, Danny, speaking of emo night, you got emo night tonight, right?
Yep.
tonight at Numos. You're right here in Seattle. You should come all out.
Come cry.
Go cry with Danny. Then tomorrow, curse me out. I'm going to be over in Puyallup at McMillan Farms Brewhouse for SOS Pro Wrestling. Wrestling in my hometown. That's going to be exciting. And Puyallup, Washington.
Oh my! And who are you wrestling against?
El Tigre de Oro.
El Tigre de Oro.
That's right. I'm going to declaw that cat.
I don't know
what's going on. As far as weather, in the high of 81 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
We need your help, Rockaholics, because there are a lot of kids gearing up for back to school whose families are just kind of going through a rough time. And so we want to help out, step up, and put brand new sneakers on these kids as they prepare to go back to school. And I know we've gotten some donations since yesterday, Steve. So who has been letting it rip with these donations?
It's kind of my favorite thing to do first thing in the morning. I pull up the Kicks for Kids site just to see how the donations are going. Yeah, a few hundred dollars more. We're now close to $6,500 raised of our goal, which, of course, is $20,000. Thanks to Ryan Holloway, who donated $100. Carl Lenz also donated $100 as well. If you don't have $100, no big deal. $5, $10, $25, everything adds up. So whatever you could donate would be very appreciated.
I think I went to high school with Carl Lenz. Shout out Stanwood.
No way.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Make a donation yourself, Rockaholics. Head to KISW.com to support Kicks for Kids and the wonderful children through Mary's Place. On this week's episode of Hard Knocks, showcasing our Seattle Seahawks, we learned about a pretty fascinating background of one of our training camp standouts, and that's wide receiver Montori Foster Jr.
Last year, I went undrafted. I kept working, got an invite to the Seattle Seahawks rookie minicamp, then ended up getting signed, tweaked my hamstring like a couple days into training camp, and they ended up waiving me. Kind of was lost, didn't know where I wanted to go. Ended up figuring out, you know, got to stay working. That's kind of how I got into substitute teaching.
At that point, I was just like, wait, excuse me. Then, you know, like you're kind of half watching sometimes, or you're just kind of playing around on your phone. And I look up, I'm like, this is interesting.
Very interesting.
And then kept working, got my real estate license to keep myself busy and my mind away from football.
Then I'm thinking, he should talk to Tyler Lockett, even though Tyler's not on the team anymore. Remember, Tyler did that during the offseason. Granted, he wasn't doing it for money. I think he was just doing it for, like, you know, something to do.
Yeah.
And I want to say week 16, I got the call to come back here and be on the practice squad. Since that time, you know, week 16 and on to the Super Bowl, I was there.
The Seahawks win Super Bowl 60.
During the offseason, was doing open houses. I brought my Super Bowl ring to the open houses. Haven't made a sale yet, but we got some stuff brewing.
I do love that. What a great idea. I mean, as a realtor, I'm not speaking as a realtor, but I know people who are. They have to find unique and creative ways to kind of stand out.
And this is it.
Although I did love, I saw like on Bro Bible's website, I was like, I don't know if the headline was necessarily fair, but it says, Seahawks receiver used Super Bowl ring to try and sell houses while fighting for NFL job.
Like, okay.
So I have a dumb question for you guys. All right. Okay. And I don't know how else to phrase it, and I know this is a stupid way to phrase it, but if you weren't doing what you're doing, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't doing what I'm doing, what would I be doing? You know, I've gotten so involved with like the MS Society and other charities and things like that. Uh-huh. I think maybe something in the nonprofit world.
That's a good one. Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. I think I'd be working like in fast food or something like that. I don't know like what level, but I think I love being around fast food. So
which place?
Burger King. I think I'd be the Burger King.
You would be the Burger King.
I would
King.
Try and become the king of the burgers. Oh, Danny, what about you?
I would like to think that I would like get some kind of marketing job somewhere, but like marketing for like Disney or like, you know, like move to Southern California and get to go to the parks every day, but then also like have like some kind of like, I get to put the merch out in different ways to make people want to buy it. I think that'd be so much fun.
I think you should set your sights on something, you know, a little greater and like a Disney mascot.
No.
Yes, Danny.
You could be Mickey and I'll be the Burger King.
I can't dance, guys.
That's all right. There's YouTube tutorials for that. Dude, so I go out online just to see using the robots. I said, you know our show.
Oh,
what do
no.
you think?
Oh, God.
What do you think our plan B would be? And this is the answers. So who do you want to start with?
Danny.
All right.
Danny works for the Seahawks. Not necessarily a glamorous position, though. Probably working at the pro shop.
You know what? Honestly, I'd get the discount, so in.
Dude, that's a, it says Seahawks Pro Shop employee who probably will get fired because he keeps putting merchandise aside for himself before customers can buy it.
Yep.
This is so realistic.
Well, and Ashes, for myself and Steve Biggs.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, so for me, I'm not going to get a career as a pro wrestler or wrestling promoter. There's no money in that, trust me. So I'm screwed. For Taryn Daly, owns a bar or brewery where she's also somehow the event planner, the bartender, and the unofficial therapist.
Oh, in Stanwood.
Yes. So opens a brewery and somehow turns it into a dog rescue within 3 months.
That's a great business plan.
So I'm unemployed. Danny's working at the pro shop, eventually gets fired, and then we all hang out with you in your dog brewery.
I'm drinking on the job.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
How about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. If you weren't doing what you're doing, what would you be doing? Or do you currently have a plan B side hustle like Montori Foster Jr.? 206-803-ROCK. Call now and we will chat with you after Ozzy Osbourne.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
On this week's episode of Hard Knocks, starring our Seattle Seahawks, we learned about wide receiver Montori Foster Jr.
The best way to make a team is no secret. Keep fighting and find some way to make a play.
And for folks who don't know Montori Foster Jr.'s story, it is awesome. He was a substitute teacher. He got his real estate license.
Such a cool story.
Very cool. And so this inspires a question. We want to know from you, Rockaholics, if you were not doing what you're doing, what would you be doing? Or do you currently have a plan B side job like Montori Foster Jr.? 206-803-ROCK. Jan in Everett, what would you be doing if you weren't doing what you're doing?
I would be a four-leaf clover farmer. I have been doing it for about 10 years. I find them in the wild and replant them, and then I hide them in the cards I make and sell at Des Moines Pharmacy.
Wait.
I am very confused. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Me either.
Yep. If you don't pick them and instead pick them, pull them up by the exact roots, you can replant them and they'll regrow. They even multiply into 5, 6, and 7 leaves.
So are you able to make money from this?
I do. I don't do that, though. I don't charge for that. I do on the cards that I put them in. But it's funny because if I hand them out to people, I always get paid back somehow, some way. So it's kind of my way of paying it forward.
In a way, you're giving people good luck.
Yes, exactly.
See, I would corrupt it and be like, you want good luck? It's going to be $5.
You got to pay for that.
$5 for good luck.
206-803-ROCK. Paige in Enumclaw. If you weren't doing what you are doing, what would you be doing?
Romance novel author.
Like, does it get pretty spicy?
Yeah, I got really into reading that during COVID, so.
Okay, so what's your usual, like, what's your... how do I ask this question? Like, you know, like right now it's popular, like hockey players are doing the, you watch like a bunch of like these romance ones with the, what is it? Like they call it the boy aquarium.
Oh,
and all
yeah.
That kind of stuff.
So great.
Do you have like a certain type of vocation that you like writing about?
Honestly, I was trying to write one about Washington State. We have so much beautiful greenery here, you know, kind of set the scene.
And so you've done a little bit of writing already?
Yeah, a couple of chapters, but I'm currently a full-time student and work full-time, so it's been a little difficult to get back into it.
When the Seattle Freeze gets scorching hot.
Well,
I'm here
Paige,
for you if you need help.
Paige, when the time comes and you publish that book, please send us a copy because we'd love to read it.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Could you imagine if we just started reading like little sexy experts?
That would confuse. Oh, like read them on the air?
Yeah.
I don't know about
that. Are we allowed to?
What, if I came home with a book, my wife would be like, A, why? What, since when do you read? And B, why is it some romance novel?
Oh my God. I like it. Bow chicka bow wow.
Those are like very popular.
They're very popular.
If that was just like a new segment on our show, we just read spicy radio stories.
Why don't we create our own romance novel? Not to steal her idea and her thunder, but, you know, there's room for rising tide. I don't know if we should talk about things raising up, but, you know, all ships
rise.
Yeah,
they do.
All right, so someone says I work construction, but I've been playing guitar in cover bands for 15 years, so I'm down to have that be my plan B.
Oh, nice.
The cover bands, though, man, like I feel for like anyone who writes original music, because a lot of my friends that are like, you know, have been playing in bands that like write their own songs, they're just like, eventually they're like, you know what, I had to start a tribute band just so I can make some money, because it's sadly I'm not making a lot of money with my band that where I actually write the music, but I am making pretty good coin, you know, doing this, the music of insert band here.
Guys, should we start a tribute band?
No, because we couldn't agree on the artist.
I just say, are we trying to like morph the romantic novel thing into it too?
Yes.
Like a romantics tribute band? Then?
Oh, look at that.
They only
ideas.
Have one song.
What was the song?
What I Like About You.
Oh, see, I was thinking Love Gun by Kiss.
It always goes back to Kiss with Danny.
Yeah,
this
guy, always me.
He is so obsessed with that damn band.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you can take down Steve Miggs this morning? He has 226 wins, 136 losses, and 63 ties in 2026. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can beat Miggs at 650.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.